We've got time for more questions, and there may be issues you'd like to raise for the task force to consider.
Spencer Fuller had his hand up before, too.
Well, just back to the comments on electromagnetic, most of the large-scale operations now are looking at direct current field shortly. Most of the larger-scale operations now, at least in planning, are looking at getting the electron on the shore and direct current instead of alternating current. And so that now will be the way the electromagnetic field is associated with alternating current. Less of an impact, but still some of that.
When you have meetings, is the public, can they come to those meetings, and where would we find that information as far as
Yeah, they are public meetings. The next one is next Wednesday, the 11th, in Augusta at the Civic Center from 9 to 4. The structure of the meetings, that there's 22 task force members, there's been anywhere from 40 to 80 members of the public there. And it's been frustrating for the public because we've had the business of the task force to do, and the opportunity for the public to comment has been limited. The way we've tried to deal with that is we've created a set of subcommittees that are dealing with environmental impacts and grid issues and whatnot, and those have been managed. They've been smaller groups of people, mix of task force members and the interested in public, and there's been a good opportunity for people to weigh in and share their perspective there. So I would encourage you, if you're interested, there is an interested parties list, and if people would like to be on that list. Feel free to give me your email address afterwards. And there's a good website for this, and it's a process worth paying attention to.
Where's the website?
The website, if you go to the State of Maine website, maine.gov, and then go to the State Planning Office section of that, you'll find the website there.
Is the task force organizing the international conference you mentioned at the beginning?
In June, June 16th to 18th, there's the Ocean Energy 2009 conference. It's an international conference. That's being organized by a whole separate, that's a conference thing that gets organized around the world in different years. We don't have anything to do with that happening. The Maine's Department of Economic and Community Development went out and recruited that conference to be in Maine. So it's a serendipitous opportunity that it's happening this year.
I also have a note that there'll be a wind energy expert from Denmark, Soren Hermansen, at the University of Maine this week, or this coming week, Wednesday afternoon, I think at 4 o'clock. Should be on their website, but some of you may be interested in attending that.
And Linda, he'll be speaking between 9:15 and 10:15 at the Ocean Energy Task Force meeting on Wednesday as well.
More questions? Comments?
I'm just a little worried. The last few years, we've come to the fisherman's forum, and there was all these major issues. Last year, there was the sustainability certification thing and other things like that that always appear to have already been decided. We come here, we just, now you're talking about where are we going to put these, where are we going to do this? They've already been decided that we're going to, have we asked anybody in the state of Maine that do we want all this? You know, do the fishermen want this stuff? Do the people run tourist places want this thing? Do we want to be in New Jersey? Are we going to lose everybody? You know, are people from New Jersey going to drive up here and say, well, let's go to Maine. The windmills are so much more natural looking. It's mainly that thing that we appoint these committees and these task force things. And it's like saying, oh, yes, we've already, the state of Maine has already decided, the people have decided we want to do this direction. Well, we haven't necessarily decided that. I could be mistaken, but I didn't decide on the marine the sustainability certification.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't decide. The industry didn't. What? Well, yeah, I don't know what. No, because the governor appoints something and this happens, it's assumed that we all want.
Well, what I think.
Maybe
I think what the governor wants is the task force to look at these issues. And the governor wants...
You're in your own thing. You said, we're going to have to put them here, or we're going to have to put them... Well, we didn't say we're going to put them anywhere.
Well, what the governor's task force is, and I know the governor's interest is one of the things I think most people do agree on, is our energy future is incredibly important, as Don showed, and we want to be smart about that. And we're looking at all different kinds of energy. And so what he wants is us to do a good exploration of how to move forward. And testing is part of that, and you know, because this isn't going to happen overnight. And to put that process together so that, in fact, we can make informed decisions, all of us, about how they look and where they're sited and how we use the power. And so what he's decided is, yes, we want to look at it because... We think it's a smart thing to examine right now, so that in fact, when oil gets back up to $4 a gallon, and it probably will sooner than later, that we've got some alternatives. Will?
Who was it that made the decision that we would become the state that is the most dependent on fossil fuels? I want to speak with him or her.
When I find him, I'll let him know.